Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. What Bible believer does not believe in grace? God has freely and universally bestowed His gracious disposition upon the receiver of His grace for the purpose of redemption. Grace stands in contrast with debt. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Romans 4:4. Grace stands in contrast with works. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more of grace. Otherwise work is no more work. Romans 11:6. Grace stands in contrast with law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Galatians 5:4. The grace of God is therefore the means by which we are justified and redeemed from sin. Being justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:24. Christ became God's grace so that we might be saved. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Titus 2:11. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. The beauty and love of God is seen in this divine act, where God in Christ bestowed His graciousness upon the human family. God has extended His offer of pardon, but there must be the completion of this divine proposal. God has offered, but man must accept. Hence, by grace ye are saved through faith. Faith is the opening of our heart to trust or receive the means by which God has chosen to save us. Faith which receives the grace of God is beyond a simple belief in the reality of God. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewish, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Acts 16:1-2. Timothy is designated a believer. As a believer, he had learned and continued in the grace of God that provided salvation. But continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:14-15. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.